believe that the 2016 blip that people think is an anomaly is not an anomaly at all. I think what Trump tapped into is something very powerful. He tapped into white male fragility and the notion of losing the power that you talked about, the very power that you talked about, the power structure is crumbling. And Trump was speaking to that and made them feel like men, made them feel strong and powerful. That same drumbeat resonated with black men.
Yep.
So when we talked about, because I was looking at numbers, today is the anniversary of Barack Obama being elected to president, the first black president of the United States. Y'all do it as you may. This is a fact. When I looked at his exit numbers, 95%+ black people voted for him, men and women. With Trump, 15% of black men actually pulled the lever for Trump. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be the same. And it's that Kanye group. Mm-hmm. It's that group that just the guys just called up, that they feel not powerful anymore, that the world is shifting. There's all of these different things going on. We got theys and thems now. I don't know what to do with that. We got women out there talking about they don't need us. We got this and this and that. And Trump is going to walk up the elevator with his wife behind him. Not in front of him. Mm-hmm. He's going to have the umbrella over him, not her. He calls women bitches. He tells them he can grab them by the pussy. He does all of the things that a lot of men just, maybe they don't do it, but they like that somebody can and be president.
Right.